Scrolling. This is an extra scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflow.
And we just got back from Wisconsin Comic Convention. And boy, did we have a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun. In fact, we want to thank everyone who was able to sit down and have a few minutes with us as we learned a little bit about the projects they're working on. And so, wow, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let's get to our first interview.
Okay. Steve, they're giving out candy.
Yeah, free candy. Candy too.
Free candy for children. All right, so Diane Anthony, you have a couple of books here, The Rare and Supernova. Tell us all about them.
All right, so Supernova has a twist on superpowers, where everybody gets superpowers, but as they use them, they start to get sick and go crazy, and they have to get rid of them before everybody dies.
Wow, that's a very dark twist. Are you ready for DC?
And so, that's just the remainder of the population, because when the supernova happens, you know, everything electrical and with batteries and everything dies. So okay. Then planes are crashing and cars are crashing, and it's a lot of death that happens before everybody starts even getting their superpowers.
Wow. And so is this a book aimed at a general audience, or is it for young adults? Who are you aiming this towards?
My main character is, like, new adult. I know that's not a common genre, but...
We just made it up?
Yep.
New adult.
New adult. So it's somebody who's just kind of out of college, but she hasn't established her adult life completely yet. So, yeah, so it's kind of young adult, new adult genre.
So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become a writer.
Well, I love to read, and my husband, years before I started writing, talked about how he was going to write a book. And so that got me thinking.
You were going to show him.
Progress.
Yeah.
She's got two done and almost done with the third one.
Yeah.
I got like a chapter.
So we just happened to be driving one day, and I was like, you know, what if a supernova happened and blasted the world with radiation and people got superpowers? And I kind of went with that. So I sat down and started writing it, and it just started flowing out of my mind like a movie playing in my head, you know, and it was just kind of fun.
So what is your process for writing?
When I get a chance, because I am a mother of three boys, so when I get a chance, I'll sit down and just kind of take a chunk of time and try to write as best as I can. I don't do it as often as I probably should, but yeah.
Diane, if our listeners wanted to get a copy of this book or wanted to learn more about you, the projects you're currently working on, how would they find you?
I am on Twitter and I'm on Facebook with @DianeMAnthony. And then I also have my books on Amazon, so ebooks and paperback. And this, The Rare also has an audiobook as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. And then I also have a website that's www.dianeanthony.info that I tend to put updates on, and it has the link to my books there too.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for
We'll ask you about your book now.
Yeah. So someday it will be really amazing.
Sunday, we'll get you.
Thank you to Diane Anthony and her husband who doesn't write.
He will write, though. He will write.
We look forward to reading her work and maybe his. I don't know, Chip. Is that enough information to survive an extra scrolling?
Only if we can come back for the next extra scrolling,
Steve.
We
got so many. We have so many ready to go. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of wonderful people to talk to, and we'll get to those this week.
And we have our new podcast coming out every Tuesday, so listen to Too Much Scrolling.
I want to thank you again for listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflow.
We'll see you in the future. What I want to talk about is what I want to thank you for. What I want to talk about.